This is the morning mess. It is a Tuesday morning, and as you might expect, we have virus crisis as a topic today. Joining us here today is the infection preventionist and of clinical quality and professional development. Margie Kochmeyer is back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Well, I think we've been pretty lucky so far here, especially at FHN, right?
I would say yes.
And of course, now the issue is with nicer weather beginning and the spring events coming up. Mother's Day right around the corner. Of course, it's tempting now to think the threat is over, since we may be on the downhill on this thing after the peak. But the question is, it's important to not think that way. Tell us why.
Well, warm weather isn't going to necessarily make this disappear like we would like it to. Larger cities like New York and Chicago are seeing the majority of the COVID-19 patients, as we would expect, because they have a little bit more difficulty with social distancing and they have public transportation. This virus may move slower into rural areas, but it doesn't mean that people here are immune and that rural areas should let their guard down. A smaller community could be easily overwhelmed with a large outbreak. So we have to assume that it could happen here and don't underestimate this virus.
Right. You know, Sioux City, Iowa, they just have a problem. They just shut down one of their pork plants there, and they have a virus issue there, and it's not one of the larger cities in the country, and of course it's in the Midwest. We also know that people can spread this virus without knowing that they actually have it themselves and maybe not have any symptoms whatsoever. And we hear about this community spread. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
Well, transmission of this community spread means somebody could have the symptoms and they could spread them without even knowing that they have it. Know that there are going to be some tests that are coming out that we'll be able to see if somebody has antibodies. So we'll be able to see whether or not they actually had this disease without knowing it. So this is why, with community spread, that even if you haven't traveled outside of the United States, and if you don't appear to be ill, you should be keeping that 6-foot distance from other people. Use your cloth mask when out in public and make sure that you're hand sanitizing or washing your hands after you've been to the store.
And, of course, the issue there is that, and I've talked about this on the show, is that, ironically, those people who actually are the most dangerous now, those people with the antibodies, and even though they have the virus, their body's able to fight it off, they're the most dangerous right now because they are part of this community spread problem. But later, maybe, if they have the antibodies, they may be the most important people because of the maybe plasma replacement, that kind of thing. What about connecting all of this with the CDC recommendation for people, what you mentioned, that wear the cloth masks when you're out in public? Tell us about that.
So it's important to know that when I wear my mask out in public, I am wearing one because I could be a carrier without symptoms, so it keeps me from spreading the virus to other people, not so much that I am being protected from other people.
And kind of incidentally or coincidentally, what it does help you to stop touching your nose and mouth as well as you wear that mask.
Well, you know, I've seen people touching their face a lot, readjusting their mask. So try to remember not to touch your face. I think we're all more so aware that we do it, that we're always touching our face.
Gotcha. All right. Why is social distancing so important, and why 6 feet?
6 feet is the distance that droplets can travel when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks. So if you keep 6 foot distance, it will prevent the droplets from landing on the eyes, nose, and mouth of the person that you're talking to.
We're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development at FHN, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Is that the only way that the virus is transmitted, Margie?
Well, COVID-19 can be spread directly through droplets when someone coughs, sneezes, or talks. That's direct contact. Indirectly, someone could sneeze on a surface or cough or even talk, like at their desk, and then another person could come in and touch that surface and then touch their face. So remember to clean and disinfect shared office equipment. So if you're sharing a phone, a keyboard, desk, or table, those really should be disinfected. But know that this virus is not transmitted through blood, so blood donation and transfusions are safe.
And of course, we hear about this constantly, washing our hands. Why is that important?
Well, it removes the germs from our hands. Remember, when we wash our hands with soap and water, it's the friction and the time, 20 seconds of scrubbing, that removes the germs. So hand washing is important, especially before eating, after using the restroom, and before preparing food. Like I said, this pandemic has probably made more of us aware of how much we touch our face. When we touch our face, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, that is entry for the virus to enter.
Yeah, and again, a face mask, even if it avoids you touching your nose and your mouth, many people are touching their eyes, and even with the face mask, so that doesn't help for that either. So you talk about plain soap and water and the friction and the amount of time spent. What about hand sanitizer? Tell us about that.
Well, hand sanitizer, as long as it's 60% alcohol, and most are 70%. Works just fine. You know, just a quarter size amount in your hand. Make sure that you rub it all the way through until it's dry. Hand sanitizer is fine.
All right. And why does soap and water work so well?
Well, the virus that causes COVID-19 is an enveloped virus, and enveloped viruses can be very easily transmitted person to person. The virus particles actually become enveloped or wrapped in an outer coating, but it's really easy to deactivate this virus with detergents, alcohol, heat, and soap and water does deactivate them.
All right, what about this issue? Of course, we always promote here and have been here now for the last 3-4 weeks, shopping local, and in particular with restaurants now that are closed to the public but still have the takeout and a curbside delivery, all of that. Is it okay, and give us some helpful hints on this, is it okay to eat that takeout food?
Absolutely. Transmission of COVID-19 is very unlikely through takeout food. And we've actually put a link to this with an article about takeout food on the FHN website. The virus has to attach to surfaces in our respiratory tract when we inhale them, not when we accidentally eat them. So takeout food is fine. We need to support our local businesses, and many deliver or have curbside pickup. Just remember, after you get your packages home, hand sanitize or wash your hands before eating.
All right, very good. Now, if people want to learn more about the virus crisis in our area, what do you suggest?
Go to our website. We have updated information there, FHN.org, along with CEO Mark Gridley's videos about what is happening at FHN during this pandemic. Our FHN Facebook page is updated several times a day with tips and information and stories about local people. And then the CDC and Illinois Department of Public Health websites. And know that today the World Health Organization is issuing an updated strategy to lift some of the lockdowns. So there's some criteria that has to be met, but that will be coming out today.
All right, Margie. Always great information. I know we will talk again soon, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Margie Kochmeyer here today, infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development at FHN. Of course, talking about the virus crisis. We've been pretty lucky around here so far, not overwhelming, but things could change quickly, especially if we ease up on the stay safe behavior and the social distancing that we're doing. The preceding today brought to you by FHN. This is The Morning Mess.